Blog Talk Radio.
So we can
praise Zion of Calm.
So we lift him up. So we lift him up. So we lift him up. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Yeah. I'm so glad you're in my life. Oh, my.
From heaven to earth to show the way. Oh God, we pray right now that we see the way as we follow, hallelujah, as we follow Jesus. Amen. I am Reverend Dr. Alicia Smith Withers, the pastor of the Pavilion of God. And you know, as I said that, my heart rejoices with this gift that God has given me, with this blessed opportunity to serve God and to serve the people of God. I did not walk into this church under my own will. Hallelujah. I came because God called me. And thank God I got the courage to follow. God's call. You know, God calls, but not everyone answers. I'm just thankful to the Lord and humbled that the power came from God that enabled me to put one foot in front of the other and follow God. Welcome, beloved, to this Sunday worship on March the 29th, 2020. You know, who knew? God knew that we would be worshiping when the world is crying out coronavirus crisis. But the Lord has called us to worship the Lord in season and out of season. That means in good times and in challenging times. I'm not going to say bad times. I'm saying challenging times, because when you're challenged, we are called to confront the challenge and become victors. Amen. And part of the way to victory is the way, is the Jesus way to victory. We follow Jesus, because that is the way. He is the way maker, and we're thankful for that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What a blessed day. I'll tell you right now, where I am sitting, the sun is not shining. The S-U-N isn't shining, but the S-O-N is shining in my heart. The Son of God, one Jesus, is truly shining in my heart. I pray that you are experiencing right now that you're in worship. You know, worship is not about the physical boundaries of the church, but the church without walls, where God walks in and stands with us. Amen. The pavilion of God is a church that holds vision that of a world where Goliaths do not prevail. You know, no Goliath, form of hunger, illness, violence, or injustice of any kind can prevail. And that includes the coronavirus, which is a Goliath. We've got to remember that with God, no Goliath will prevail. Amen. Our mission is to share the promises and the power of God with the people of God. So we, in all the ways possible, make every effort to share the promises of God and the power of God. Our motto is, mission possible. Mission possible. For with God, nothing shall be. Can I say it again? Nothing. Nothing shall be impossible. That is the word of God. And it is our hope and our prayer that you will embrace that mission with us. I want you to know, as we begin this worship, that we offer great gifts in many different ways. And one of the gifts that we share is our prayer ministry, and that's on Wednesdays. It's a serious prayer ministry. Our blessed leader with our prayer ministry is Deacon Agneta Coleman. And if you're looking on the internet at this blog, you'll see that the dial-in number is 701-801-10. And that the access code is 509-296-035. We come today offering our hearts, embracing your hearts just where you are, to pray with us, celebrate. Worship is a time for praise. It's a time for serious worship of the Lord. It's a time to get a word from the Lord. And so we want you to experience worship this morning. Beloved, won't you pray with me as we begin our worship? Oh God, oh God, oh God, we thank you. We thank you for this time of worship, this time to be together in the Spirit. The world is calling us to shelter in place. Enable us right now to shelter in our souls, and that you will hold us together as your people right now. Open our hearts so that we might hear you speak to us. Touch us in a way, Lord, that we can truly experience your presence, in a way that we can experience the power and presence of our sisters and brothers as we hold one another's and Spirit, oh God. I feel the presence of your power, your Holy Spirit right now. Lord, I still the presence of your people right now. I thank you, God, that we've come together as one body in Christ to worship your name, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to transform us, to arm us with your power, your grace, your mercy, and your love, oh God. Enable us to experience your joy. This is our prayer, and we humbly ask it in Jesus' name. I don't know about you, but I'm having a good time. I am joyful as I know this is a meaningful and powerful time together in the Lord. Let us focus our hearts right now on the concerns that so many of us have. We are all concerned about the coronavirus, and we really want to know that we should embrace the wisdom of the Lord as we follow all of the health instructions that are being given to us by people who have been blessed to study and blessed to come to some knowledge of this. And we want to have obedient hearts in that way. And we also want to trust as we're listening to human beings who've been inspired to guide and direct us, and that we trust God to direct us. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. That's what the Word of God says, who generously, so we should be praying and listening at the same time. So we're praying, beloved, for Tony Bass, who's currently in a rehab center. We thank God that he's moved from the hospital to the rehab center. We pray for his continued healing and his strength in the Lord. We're praying for our beloved Deacon Avia Mebane, who is being challenged by some illness today. We know that it will, we trust in the Lord that it will pass, but lift her name in prayer this morning. Michaela, who is in Jamaica, and we're praying for her health and strength in the Lord. She's relied on this congregation and all those who are have faith in the Lord to pray for her over the years. And the Lord has carried her a mighty long way. So we continue to pray for Michaela's health and strength. We're praying for Tia, Gwynnell Bass's niece. And what a blessed story she has that she is. I've been a fighter of cancer. We know it's not the big C. It is Christ that she is holding on to. And we trust that God is giving Tia the health that she seeks. Gondora's cousin, who was diagnosed with COVID-19, and you know that coronavirus is impacting so many people that we know and love, and even those we don't know, we continue to pray for them who are experiencing the challenge of coronavirus. And we're praying for all who've made their transition for any cause, but certainly those who have made their transition in response to coronavirus, we're praying that God is embracing them as they enter that realm of heaven, but also for those who are grieving their loss in such a time as this. So, beloved, I want you to take your phones off mute for a moment, and if you have any particular prayer concerns, I'd like you to, because we are praying people, not just me, but others who are in our congregation, others that are around us who pray. So make your prayer concerns known, and we'll be happy to pray with you and to pray for you. Is there one who has a concern that they'd like to share?
Well, this is Gwynnell, and I have a prayer of praise. I am just so thankful that Tony is out the hospital. He's in a rehab center. And when he first went in, he was, complaining. And now I hear a joyful voice. He's telling me that he's doing, he's eating, and he can be
Hallelujah.
Food. And that's a praise, because you couldn't
Hallelujah.
Get him to eat only one spoonful to know that he can now be complaining about food is a very, very good thing. And I am just so thankful.
Amen. So we're glad that Tony's complaints is about food. Hallelujah. We don't know sometimes where those complaints seem large, and other times those complaints can be small. So we thank God for that. Thank you, Gwinnell, for sharing that that prayer for praise in God's power and grace and mercy. If you have your phones off mute, make sure your background noise is at the minimum, okay? If we can hear. Thank you, Gwinnell. Is there someone else?
Yes, this is Lindora, and I'd like to just I'd like to ask the Pavilion of God family to keep my relative with the coronavirus. One is in intensive care, the other one is coming out of intensive care, and the other one is just kind of limbo at this point, but it seems as if the men are sicker than the women. In this particular case, they're just not coming to, they haven't quite turned the corner yet. So that's why I want to pray that they can help me, family, to pray that they can turn the corner and that they continue to be faithful. And I am grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my pavilion. I can do it without you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Glendora. I'm going to ask, after you make your comments, please put your phone back on mute. This is technology, and God is working with us to do the very best that we can with this. Glendora's prayer, if everyone didn't hear it, she has family members with the coronavirus, and we're praying for their healing, and others are struggling in different ways. Glendora, we thank you for your faithful request, because we know the Lord is hearing your request for healing and for your family members. Amen. Are there others?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Go ahead.
I am Lynette, Gwinnell's cousin, and I thank you so much for praying for my daughter, Tia. She is doing good, as you know, as expected. And I appreciate
Amen.
All your prayers. Thank you.
Well,
thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much, Lynette, for sharing your prayer concern. You are correct. We have been praying for Tia, and we're going to continue. But I hope everyone heard what she said. She is okay. You know, we need to embrace the okay moments. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, thank you, Lord. That's what Lynette is saying. And she is sharing her thanksgiving for the prayers that we offer. Your prayers matter. Prayer changes things. Amen. Is there another? Thank you, Lynette.
Oh, this is Helene. I just want us to pray for my cousin Judge, who made his transition 2 days ago in Atlanta. Him and all his family, as we're talking about a huge, huge family. He's also a deacon of his daughter's church in Atlanta. And there's going to be challenges because of this. They have this order not to have 10 people or more gathering for underneath
Amen.
This whole COVID situation. But yeah, just to give them all strength and know that they're being supported, and just over the loss and then just the state of the world right now.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. I want to remind us, as we pray for the Judge family, Judge's loss, his transition, that life is going on in the midst of this crisis. People are being born, praise the Lord, and people are making their transition from the body. And we can say praise God. But when those losses impact our families, we're not able to grieve in the way we did yesterday. But we can grieve and trust that the Spirit of the Lord is with us. Nevertheless, the Lord asks us to offer compassion and love for our sisters and brothers as we face one challenge after the next. So we need to be mindful that life is happening in the midst of this challenge. And so we're going to pray especially for Helene's family at this time, that they will experience the compassion of the Lord, the peace from the Holy Spirit, that they will truly know the embrace of God. God knows us, beloved. God is concerned and sees every tear. That's what the Word of God says, that God sees our tears. So you know that God has our heart in the hollow of his hand. Amen. Is there another? Thank you, Helene.
Yes, this is Daisy. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Daisy. Yes, we can hear you.
And great. God bless everyone, and I'm honored and happy to be on the line, Reverend Alethea and Barbara Charles, in terms of having our services online and with the podcast. I wanted to keep my sister Diane. Her husband made his transition on the 23rd mm-hmm. of March. He had just turned 80 on March 10th, and he was a really beautiful soul. His name is Paul Stalling. So please keep the Hannahs and the Stallings in your prayers today.
Amen.
My sister's name is Diane.
Thank Amen. You. We're going to continue to pray for Daisy's family, in particular for the transition of Paul Stallings as they mourn and grieve his loss. Beloved, life is, as I said, going on. And I thank God for this moment of sharing what we do. So if you're listening in and you've never worshiped with us before, know that this is a part of worship, that we share Amen. In our own voice what God is doing, where our needs and concerns are. We are the people of God, God's children, and we can cry out to our Mother, Father, God. In our own voice, Lord, we are asking for your awareness, and I want you to see us and let us know that we are being seen. Is there another who has a prayer concern or a prayer of praise that they'd like to share this morning?
I want to give a prayer of praise, and this is Eritrea here.
Would you identify yourself? Would you identify yourself though? I recognize your voice. Hallelujah.
Yes, this is Eritrea. My mom, I just want to just pray for continuous health. She's doing great. She had chemo last Monday, and we are in New Orleans. So as you've heard, New Orleans, the rate of people affected by this virus is just increasing at alarming rate. And so I just pray for just continuous health for her. But she's doing really well. We're all doing really well. So I just want to pray that we continue to be well, that I'm well, so I can care for her, and you know, she continues to do well.
Amen. Amen. We will, for those who don't know, Eritrea was a faithful member of the Pavilion of God, and we consider and still consider her a member of the Pavilion of God. She's in New Orleans, and so our reach, this small church, is big in the Lord, and we're delighted to hear your voice this morning, Eritrea, and we will keep your mother in our prayers. Give us her name, please.
Yes, her name is Say Hi To. So as you're saying, Say Hi To. Say Hi To Pitt.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Say Hi To Pitt. So we're praying, and I want you to know, Lord, beloved, as you're listening, if you say, gee, what was that woman's name? All you have to do when you pray is, Lord, I know I heard a name. I don't remember it, but I know this woman is beleaguered by cancer, and we're praying for her provision and health. God knows
Amen.
Who we're praying for. It is our hearts Amen. That connect to the heart of God. God bless you, Eritrea, and we will pray for your mother. Are there any others? And we are knowing that our own beloved Carol is in New York, and continues to support her congregation, the Pavilion of God, knowing that we support her and we love her. So we're praying for Carol's health and strength, even though she is separated from her church family and many of her family members who are in the metropolitan area. We're praying for Kaniqua James, who is continuing to recover from bone marrow transplant. We're praying for all of our beloved concerns that we hold in our hearts. And if a name is not mentioned now, Just know we're still walking with you, yeah. And God is still with you, and that our hearts are sincere, and we love the Lord, and we trust the Lord. We know that prayer changes things. And I'm going to ask Minister Helene if you will pray for our concerns this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'm going to ask you, before you pray, I'm going to ask and remind everyone to put their phones on mute again. Thank you. Go ahead.
Our Heavenly Father, I know that in each and every moment, each and every second, each and every spot of all of our lives, you are there and present, keeping us all safe and grounded and surrounded by your love, grace, and mercy. Lord God, we are asking you to take up your great power, your ever overwhelming power, and cover Michaela in Jamaica as she goes through her physical challenges at this time. Lord God, we ask you to cover Tia, Lena's daughter, so that she may be able to continue to be strengthened and develop and stay healthy. We ask you to please, Lord God, cover Baba Tony and Gwynnell and Mama Yvonne, that whole entire God family, so that they are able to continue to walk the path and the steps that you've ordered for them. We ask that you cover our sister Glendora. She continually holds up herself and her family in prayer. We ask that you cover our little Kaniqua, Lord, that little tiny prayer warrior. She's such a great representation of your will and your love in all of our lives. And Lord God, we ask you to cover Daisy's sister, Diane, and Daisy and her entire family as they are going through the loss of Diane's husband, and the loss also for the Bell family, my cousin Judge, his immediate family, and all of us, Lord, as we each and every time experiencing loss in the midst of all of this world change that we are witnessing. We ask that you surround Eritrea and Eritrea's mom, Ahayato. And so we want to make sure, Lord, that as they're growing and healing, that they are covered by your great spirit, Lord. We want to ask that you cover these students that are all dealing with a number of different transitions and changes that have never been seen before, Lord. It's a whole new way of learning right now that they have to adjust to, and the teachers have to adjust to, and the parents have to adjust to, Lord. We just want to make sure that you cover them and allow them to learn the lessons that they need to learn, and that they are able to grow and prosper and to continue on and do the will that you have laid out for them in their lives, Lord. We ask that you allow the pavilion to continue to be a haven, a shelter for each and every member of the pavilion of God. Be a shelter, Lord, for each and every person affected by this COVID-19 virus that is impacting not just one community, but the entire world, Lord. We ask that you allow for this reset, Lord, that's going on in each and every one of our lives to put us in a place of readiness, Lord, so that we can actually do the plan, fulfill the will that you have already laid out for us before we even knew it, Lord. We know that it was there, and we know that all these things are happening according to your will, and that we are safe and covered, Lord, and everything is all here for a particular purpose. There's a purpose for each and every moment of suffering and anxiety and fear that we may be having, but there's a purpose, Lord, for each and every moment of joy and celebration that's going to come out of all of this. So, Lord God, we ask that you protect us, you guide us, you continue to allow the pavilion to be a shelter for each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our most gracious and merciful and selfless servant in Christ, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for that prayer. You know, oh, glory, hallelujah. Everybody, let's praise the Lord this morning, because prayer changes things, you know. Prayer changes things. We are relying on prayer. Hallelujah. We're not just praying for form or fashion. Amen. You know, we could just say amen and it means nothing, but we're saying amen because we are being transformed by the saying of the Lord's name, by calling on, hallelujah, the word said, calling on the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I am thanking God this morning. I am thanking the Lord this morning because God is working in me. God is working in you. God is working through you. When the next voice that you will hear will be that of our minister, Daryl Currier. But right now, Lord, we're just going to praise you in song.
You are here.
Yes, God is here.
I worship you. I worship you.
God is a waymaker.
I am the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise me, I am the darkness.
Amen. Minister Darrell, will you now guide us with a word from our Lord? Minister Darrell, your phone must be on mute. Minister Darrell, are you there? Hello, good morning. Beloved, technology is the challenge, and I know Minister Darrell is on the line, and we're hoping to hear from him right now. So while we just wait on the Lord, we're just going to have a moment of praise and thanksgiving. And I'm going to ask you to bear with us right now. And I do have technology is a challenge, but then life is a challenge. Amen. There we go. Minister Darrell.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go right ahead and bring the word of the Lord. We praise God.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you today. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We worship you right now as the way maker. Hallelujah. As the miracle worker. Hallelujah. As a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are with us even as we walk through the valley and the shadow of death, God, that you keep us. Your presence makes the difference in our lives, and we are blessed by the authority of your holy word and your spirit, and we rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make the difference in our lives as we hear and as we listen to the various trials and tribulations that we are confronted with, God. You are there, and we rejoice in you because your presence makes a difference, Lord. Thank you today that we are not alone. Hallelujah. We are never alone, but that you, hallelujah, you move mountains. Hallelujah. You cause walls to fall. Hallelujah. You heal us. Yes. Hallelujah. You give us victory, God. We are not alone. You make ways out of no ways, and we rejoice because of you, oh God. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah, are the difference maker. You are the promise keeper. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
Our outlook is an uplook, God, and we rejoice in you. Hallelujah. You make the difference in our lives. And now, oh God, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, hallelujah, and our Redeemer, in Jesus' holy name, have you. And we bless
amen.
You, and we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters and brothers. And Rev, thank you for the opportunity to share, amen, the word of God this morning. Amen. If you would turn in your Bibles to Philippians, the second chapter. Hallelujah. Book of Philippians, the second chapter. I rejoice this morning, even as we know the obvious challenges that we're all confronted with, and even as we hear and have heard about the various specific challenges that we're confronted with, as well as the victories and the rejoicings, we can see a powerful continuous thread of God's hallelujah, his almighty power, going from one end of the testimonies and the sharing, hallelujah, all the throughout to the end of those. We see the faithful hand of God, and I just rejoice in seeing that and hearing that today. Philippians, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse, and it reads as follows from the NIV version. He says, therefore, if ye have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort, hallelujah, from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, hallelujah, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. The King James Version says, having the same mind, being of one accord and of one mind. Verse 3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather in humility value others above yourself. Verse 4 is the signal verse for us this morning. Not looking to your own interests, hallelujah, but each of you to the interests of others. We're going to come back to that. Verse 5 says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. The King James says, let this mind be in you, hallelujah, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but rather he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And verse 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even the death on the cross. Going back to that fourth verse, he says, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. And a word that I hear ringing in my spirit this morning is, let us look in this time of COVID-19 threat, let us look in on one another. Hallelujah. Let us reach out in the name of Jesus to each other and strive to be an encouragement to one another. God has given us something that is more precious than anything else in this life, and that is his love. His loving kindness, hallelujah, and the multitude of his tender mercies. And we hear it being played out even in the testimonies this morning, even in the sharing this morning, even in the prayers this morning. And the scripture supports it that we ought to continue to look in, not just in on our own interests, but let us call and reach out to that senior citizen at this time. Let us call and reach out to that family member or that person that's in our neighborhood or our community or our building that might need a little bit more help as we go through these trying situations. I was listening to the news on yesterday, and one of the things that I saw that was so compelling and inspiring was spontaneous happy birthday singing in communities for little ones. I was encouraged by the encouragement that was lavished upon the hospital workers and the first line providers, and I was encouraged by the spontaneous
gathering with social distancing in mind around the flagpole in communities to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I was encouraged by the spontaneous reaching out of sisters and brothers to the left and to the right to encourage and to reach out just to say, I'm praying for you.
Amen.
I see you. I see your situation. I see that you have need, and by the grace of God, I'm able to be an instrument, to be able to be a blessing. And I would encourage us today that God has given us the greatest gift of all, and we sometimes don't even realize and recognize how powerful and how wonderful love is. But then we have an opportunity to see it. It's nothing that you can purchase, hallelujah. It's nothing that you can buy at a grocery store, but it comes from the hand and the heart of God. And he blesses us to be able to imitate him, hallelujah, and to take that piece of him and let that flow through us to touch one another's lives. And so even as we face and we are challenged with the various challenges that we have, we can be encouraged to know in the name of Jesus that we are not by ourselves. Hallelujah. We are not by ourselves, but God is in the midst. Hallelujah. And he's even working through, amen, his body. Look not only on your own things, but look into the needs of others and reach out. Let that love flow. Reach out in prayer. Reach out in action. Reach out, hallelujah, and worship our God and our Father, who is making ways out of no ways, who is opening doors, who is that way maker. Hallelujah. That miracle worker, hallelujah. He hasn't stopped being that promise keeper, hallelujah. That is who he is, hallelujah. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus and continue to reach out and be a blessing. Let God's love flow through you to touch and to bless someone else's life. Be encouraged. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for a word from the Lord this morning. Now, don't you know we all need to know that we need to be encouraged by the message from Minister Daryl Perrier this morning.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing more powerful than the word. You know, I was taught not to preach somebody's message that they just preached, but there, I'm going to help myself for just a moment.
I wrote
down the words hope, peace, joy, and love. That's what I wrote down this morning. The Lord touched me and said, write those words down, but I didn't know they were going to be preached, that we need to have the hope of God in our hearts. Every day, you know, you can't find faith without some hope, Daryl. Amen. You can't find peace, you know, with just knowing that your hope is in the Lord. You can't find that joy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can't discover that love. And thank you for those stories. The things are you need to be doing what Daryl is saying. You need to be witnessing what's happening around you as we see the power of God working through the people of God as they go forth and help one another and serve one. You know, you can't preach truth that you don't live. Daryl's preaching the truth that he lives as he serves our veterans in various ways, even in these times, as he serves members of the Pavilion of God, even in these times. I don't want everyone to simply run out the door without a calling to serve, but everyone has some way they can serve somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a tradition in the Pavilion of God to talk back. So if there's something that Daryl preached this morning that touched your very soul, won't you share it right now? Give your name and share it. Well, I'm going to share one more thing. I saw Minister Daryl. You made me think about what I've seen and witnessed this week myself. There was a couple that got married in the metropolitan area, and they had plans for a large wedding of over 300 people. And they decided to go forth. Now, they knew they couldn't gather more than 10 people, but they had the few 10 inside and messaged to everyone else, just look at it as they stream their wedding. And people got to view it on their phones, on their iPads, and they were in their individual cars. Hallelujah. If that isn't the creativity of the Lord, I don't know what is. But they were all the joy that went forth from that moment as that couple was united in the Lord. It was such a blessing to those who were invited and those who were not invited. You know, if you don't get an invitation, doesn't mean somehow you can't touch someone. Amen. And the joy that we saw as we witnessed their wedding and the joy on those faces of the bride and groom and as they blew the horns as they drove by was one of those moments that said we can still live our lives in accordance to the will of God and find hope and find peace and find joy and find love if our hearts are open. We heard it from Gwenell this morning. Yes. You know, she's husband's moved from the hospital to a rehab center, and he's eating food. Hallelujah. We have so many reports of joy in the midst of challenge. So it's your choice, beloved. Hold on to the joy or hold on to the challenge. If you're holding the joy, as Minister Daryl shared, you'll find a way to serve somebody. God inspires us. Thank you for that word, Minister Daryl. Amen. Amen. This is the time to worship in another way. It's a blessing to know, as Minister Daryl said, we can worship by serving, we can worship by loving another, and we can worship by sharing our tithes and our offerings. It's not just giving to the church. You're giving to the Lord, for the Lord will bless you. So I encourage you, if you have not sent your monthly tithe in, for the time being, we're asking you to send your gift in a way that we can get it to the bank without going outside. We're asking you to send it pro tem to 17721 Paper Bark Terrace in Laurel, Maryland. That the address is on the site on the internet, 7221 Paper Bark Terrace. Or we're asking you to use PayPal. And we're asking you to use other methods that will enable you to serve. PayPal is one way that you can give, and the other way is Cash App. So it's there. Please give. We're not stopping praising God. We're not stopping our prayers. I'm asking you to not stop your giving. To continue your giving even in a time such as this. So I'm saying this now. So to take your gift in your hand, make a commitment right now to share your gift. That's up to you. Do that in this worship time. And now, as you hold your gifts in your heart, as you hold your gifts in your hands, let us pray. Dear God, make me a cheerful gift giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointings, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We pray that
amen.
You have your gifts there and that you're giving them now, that your intentionality is clear, that you are serving God. Amen. We are so thankful for this time of worship. We're so thankful for this time of gathering together in Jesus' name. Amen. For gathering together
amen.
In Jesus' name in power and in truth. Oh, God, we ask that you bless your people. Enable us to go forth to serve God and to serve the people. To love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen,
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 and amen.
Amen.
Blessings, beloved. Blessings of the Lord upon you. Bless your family. Bless your neighbors. Bless the people of God, wherever they may be. The
presence
of
the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord. The power of the Lord.
God, that you are still on the line. God bless you all for being present. So you know how we have after talk, and I just want to invite the mics are open. You can unmute if you just want to talk or share in any way. Worship is in the hearts of the people. So the formal worship is over, but we can continue to worship the Lord as long as you choose. Daryl, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Minister Daryl, can you quote the scripture reference again, please? That's Philippians.
Philippians, two. The second chapter, the first through the eighth verse.
First through the eighth verse. So I want you to please write those verses down. Philippians 2, verses 1 through, is that right, Daryl?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So write that down. Read it again during the week as the Lord guides you and be guided by the words of the Lord. Anyone have any comments for Minister Daryl or something you'd like to share right now? I want to remind you that we have Bible study on Wednesday, the same phone number. We'll have a different link, but if you just simply want to call in, the phone number is always the same for our worship and our Bible study. The phone number is 801-801-1220. Y'all have your pens and paper out when we come to worship, so you can write down anything that you like to remember. The access code is 509-296-035. Wow, that's the access code. You know, Daryl's scripture is an access code to the Lord. Amen. So we want to be able to remember certain things and know that you have two powerful times to call in. You know what I just gave you? I'm sorry. I gave you the prayer line number. So use that on Wednesday at 6 a.m. and 12 noon. But to call in for worship or Bible study, the number is 845-277-9346. I just thank you for your power and your presence. Anybody want to say something? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing whoever is speaking. Come into your phone a little closer.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Is this Carol?
Yes. Yes, right.
Yes,
I tried to put in my prior request, but I was not getting through.
Okay, go right ahead, Carol.
But, yes, I was asking for prayer for Miss Ruth Goldman. That is the lady I'm caring for. You know, she's a 92-year-old, and she has a multiple sickness.
Okay.
And she's very scared to go out. So I'm just praying that, you know, asking that the Lord will take away that fear.
Oh, that, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well,
and my sister Joy, who is our driver, she has to go to multiple nursing homes to feed people and, you know, go for grocery and things. And she's still doing it. So I'm just asking that the Lord give her strength and guide and keep her while she's doing her task.
Okay, amen. We're just glad to have you
in
worship this morning, Carol, and we certainly will keep Joy in our prayers. And the lady that you're caring for, you know that every time you help her and touch her, you are laying hands on her. And so we're praying for the power of God through your hands. Amen. Thank you, Carol. Anybody else?
And I'm also asking for prayer for Kiara and Jasmine, who is doing their work at home. And also, can you quote that, you know, God will give them wisdom, hope in their minds that they will be successful in whatever they're doing.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Anyone else?
Okay.
This feels like church now to me. You know how we, after church, for those who are listening in, we have great time together with our repast, and we share in fellowship, and just the joy of the Lord that's in this faith community. So this is nice to have a little chat with one another after worship. Amen. As worship continues in our spirit. Anyone else? You all are still on the line. Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed Brother Darrell preaching this morning. His message was
praise
great.
God.
And also Minister Eileen. Our prayer
Amen.
Was so inspiring and touching.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We praise God for the servants of the Lord and how God is using our ministers. You know, there is an understanding that we are all a priesthood of all believers, which means that all of us have a ministry assigned to us. Amen. And as we come together, we should enjoy each other's gifts. I don't have to be the only one that prays. I don't have to be the only one that preaches. Hallelujah. For those who share their testimonies, you are embracing the priesthood that God has given you. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for our presence today. We thank God for this worship. We thank God, Daryl, can I say fellowship? Amen. Was this fellowship this morning? Hallelujah.
Fellowship and fellowship.
God, glory to God. What a blessing I wish you all could just, I think you all do see my face. I am smiling from ear to ear, just knowing that we're touching so many all the way to New Orleans, hallelujah, and to New York. You know that's a vast area that we're reaching this morning, hallelujah. Eritrea, glad to hear your voice, and Carol,
so
glad
to
hear your voice.
Yeah.
Amen. What a blessing. I am excited. I am joyful. I am thankful. Amen. We have had worship. We are the worshiping presence of God in the world, wherever you happen to be. Daryl, you're the worshiping presence of the Lord. Amen. Eritrea, you're the worshiping presence of the Lord this morning. Carol, you're the worshiping presence of the Lord this morning. Glory, hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord that is in this place. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm enjoying myself. I can keep on helping myself right now to know that God is here and in the midst of God's people. I thank you for this worshiping power. Join us on Wednesday for Bible study. And the Bible study is a joyful place to be. Our prayer line, joyful place to be. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. So at this point, I am going
thank
to
you, Rev. Until
you're
Wednesday.
Most welcome.
Amen.
And Brother Darrell and Wendy. Thank you.
God bless
Amen.
You. We love you. Love everyone.
Nice
thank
hearing
you. I love you all. Thank you for believing. Thank you, Brother Charles.
Yes, indeed. Glory to God.